and then I'll jump on Zoom if there's anything. Mitchell, you want to pick us up?
Yeah, I guess a draw that keeps you guys alive, but, you know, certainly not what you guys would have wanted. Your thoughts on the match in general?
Yeah, I thought they came in to frustrate us and sit and try and catch us on the counter. And I thought we did a good job of dealing with the counter. We just played too slow to open them up, and that was a big key for us. We talked about before the game, we talked about halftime, we've got to move the ball quicker. And when you move the ball slow, teams like that who just stay in front of you, that defend, his team is really organized and just made it difficult for us to break them down.
And Morass, another big performance, made some huge saves for you guys. Your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I thought he did well. You know, in games like that, when you don't really get a lot, have many things to do, let me get closer. When he didn't have a lot to do, and when he was called upon, did his job.
And, yeah, I guess just the attack in general, you mentioned it a little bit, but, what did you fully feel went wrong in a game where you guys have been scoring a lot lately, and then now when you kind of needed one, you can find one?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just playing the tempo we played at was too slow. It allowed them to stay in front of us. We talked about it at halftime to get in behind, try to get in behind them more. We did, and when we did cause them problems. We created a few half chances, but maybe a little bit unlucky that nothing fell our way in a couple opportunities. But we didn't really cut them open, and it was largely down to not moving the ball quick enough.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.
Has this result dampened spirits in the locker room?
I don't think guys are happy right now, but I don't think so. I think we'll just go away right now. We'll have a relook at the game tomorrow. Look at some things we could have done better, and see if we can improve on some of the ball speed. I think it has to be a bit quicker, and we've been talking about it a lot lately, and it has been good leading into this game. It was just maybe a bit slow, so we'll look to get back at it on Sunday and prepare for Valor on Friday.
I know there's new. There's no need to care about Spillenberg, but did the game miss Osazi?
Yeah, he might have helped just with his athleticism and his ability to get in behind. Sandro's more of a hold-up striker, and while he did some good things, if you don't run in behind, it's easy for defenders to deal with you if you're always in front. So, it maybe would open up the game more. But, I thought we defended well as a team, which was good. Positive takeaway and defended transition well. We just didn't create enough.
And Roger's situation, what do you know?
Sorry?
Roger's situation.
Yeah, it was a tight hamstring, so I'm not sure the extent of it. He just came over. Someone was down, he just came over and said, I need to sell my hamstrings tight. So I just didn't want to push through. So I don't know the extent of it. Hopefully he's caught it early enough, but we'll have to wait and see.
Next week, we've got Vada coming. What lessons would you put to good use for that game?
Yeah, I think we got to be very good in transition again, because they're good in transition. They're an active team and lively, so we got to stay compact defensively like we were. It's just now can move the ball quicker and find more spaces. I would imagine that Valor will come won't come to sit and counter. I think they'll come at us. So we'll have a look at their strengths and weaknesses and prepare for the game for Friday.
Any other questions? In there before Robin.
Yeah, just the back line there. You have the three center backs of Roger, Dominic Sator, and Pass there. Going forward, is that like a dynamic you like, or do you feel like you need more speed throughout the fullback position?
I think it was good when Paris came in because he's more of a natural fullback. I think Zats has done great there, and Zats has a lot of pace. He is fast, but Pat's. Paris is more of a natural fullback. That's why we brought him in. It's just Zats have done well the last couple of games. We stuck with what was working, right? We've been scoring goals. He's been playing in at the fullback area. So I think Zats' athleticism allows us to do a few things. So that was big. But, they've been playing well. But we'll see what Roger's situation is and see what our best lineup is for Friday.
Robin?
Okay. Well, yeah, you had to do without those ass today, and when I dialed back, it was just after he scored his goal last week, and then he picked up the yellow for something or other. I guess it was a tackle. But then you have, I guess a silly card I might say tonight, which, again, these are the cards they all add up. Once it's four yellows, you're out. And so it's like Verhoeven at like 10 minutes. It looked like he got a yellow for, did he change his shirt or something, or was he not waved back on by the official? What was that about?
I think he had Under Armour on, and maybe it was a bit hot, so he wanted to get his Under Armour off. So he went to change his Under Armour, but I think because he did it while he was on the field. It's like when you score a goal and celebrate and take your shirt off. It's probably the same ruling, I would assume. So maybe he had to completely come off the field to do it. But I assume that's the situation.
I guess you'll all hope that when the season is over, all the yellow cards will be reset and everyone starts at zero again.
For next year, yeah.
Yeah.
For next season, yeah. Yeah, so.
All right, we just got Matthias on Zoom, so we'll connect with
Matthias. Matthias, go ahead. You've been waiting patiently.
Thank you. Coach, hello. Hi. I want to ask you just a couple of words about Lisandro Cabrera match, please.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Lisandro did some good things. I thought he defended the position really well. He had a few moments where he did well. I think it just maybe wasn't the game for him because it was so tight between the lines. And he's not the type of forward to really stretch the opponent too much. So I think it made it tough for him. But he did a good job. He gave us everything, and we decided to make a change at the time we did because I thought he was tiring a little bit and we wanted to get more runs in behind.
Thank you, Gosh. Good luck.
Thanks. Well, good. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend. Enjoy.
Sit right beside
him. Yeah, you can.
Corner.
No?
Centurion there. He didn't know from the weekend.
Well, a little more now, 102.
Mitchell, you want to kick us off?
Sure, yeah. That's, I guess, a tough one for you guys. Obviously, you would have really wanted the 3 points in an important game like this. Your thoughts on the performance? Martin said maybe just a little bit slow in the build-up.
Yeah, I think you got it right. I mean, it's a tough one. We've had a lot of momentum over the last couple games. I think we're finally starting to hit our stride. It's obviously nice to get a clean sheet. We haven't had that in a while. But it just, we weren't creating enough chances. And like Nasha was saying, it was a bit slow. So I think we just needed to pick it up, maybe make a couple better decisions, pass to someone instead of making the shot. But it's, we kind of move forward. We still got three more games. We've still got everything to play for, try to make things interesting in the league.
With, I guess, how important it would be to get 3 points, did you feel like the end of the game was strong enough on the side? Did they, like, really put it all out there?
I think we did have enough chances to get the 3 points there. And we're putting a lot of pressure on. We just needed to get – we need to be a bit more, like, fortunate getting on the end of, like, a set piece or something like that. Like, we're creating kind of some scrappy chances in the box, and fortunately nothing dropped to us. So – yeah, just taking 1 point out of the game doesn't feel like it's enough. No, thanks.
Any other questions in the room for Rob? Let's go with you.
Okay, well, I mean, that plaque was important. 100 games. I mean, there's some other players in the league because of this is the seasons they've had. Other players are reaching 100. But did you think that you were going to be one of them staying in the league or going over to Europe? You're glad you're here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 100 games in a league, I think, is a huge feat, and I'm honored to have done that, be one of the centurions in the league. But that's kind of, it shows you what the league has given players, a platform to perform and play. So I am, yeah, honored to be part of the league, playing 100 games now. I think I've done kind of my part, see if there's opportunities that can arise. If not, I mean, this league's what's given me the opportunity to play professional football, so it's always a good opportunity to continue playing. Thanks.
Are you okay? Any other questions, Giancarlo?
And now, just even going off of that, 100 games, what was your first impressions of the league when you first started, and how has it now, looking back 100 games in, how's it changed?
Yeah, I mean, right off the bat, it was exciting because it's a new league has come in. The excitement was there. Everybody was just super eager to see what's going to come from it, see if it's going to kind of last a couple of years. And obviously COVID didn't do the league and many players any favors, but to see that it has lasted and we're kind of growing from that, it's magnificent to see. And you also, a lot of the progress you've seen with the league and the players moving from the league. Now you've got a guy who I played with, Cavalry, Joel Waterman, who's made the step forward to MLS, and now he's got called up to the national team. Unbelievable achievement for him. So again, this league has now given players that stepping stone. So it clearly has moved on and given players some opportunities.
Any other questions for Mr. 100?
102.
We're good.
He knows.
I after 100, I just kept.
Perfect. Thank you.
Great. Appreciate it. Thanks.